Well, good morning. Isn't it a beautiful day outside? Hey, glad that you have made the trek to be here this morning. And those of you who are watching, we pray that you're healthy and safe, and we continually pray for all those that she mentioned there earlier. Please add Kevin Hampton's family to your prayer list. The Pierce family, I continually pray for them. Pray for Shanna Snyder's aunt, Joyce, as well. There is a four-year-old Preston, Terry and Cheryl Robertson's family to continue to pray for. Kay Cook, which is Mary Lipford's cousin, I believe. And then this morning, I got word to pray for Jack Eller as well. So keep these folks in your prayers, as well as those who are out and about this morning. Pray for them to get back home safely, as well as each of you to get back home safely. And looks like it could be here for a few days, but it is pretty, unless you're off in the ditch somewheres or slip sliding around. So do pray for each other. Pray for these that are mentioned. This morning, as we look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, someone asked me earlier if this was a double S service. And I think double S meant short and sweet. So I pray it is an inspiring message to you as we look at Galatians 2:20. Last week I asked a question, do you want to go to heaven? And some people still rebelled and said, I don't have to answer that. You know, they didn't answer at all. But most of everybody raised their hands and said, yes, I want to go to heaven. Does life get better as you get older? Okay. That's true. You know, they say it's the golden years. How's that, you know, the more it has the gold? Yeah, bronze, could be. But life could get better, I believe. And let me prove it to you. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. So would you say that there is going to be better than here?
Yes.
Everybody agrees with that. And if you've not seen heaven, he said he goes to prepare a place for you that have accepted him as Savior and Lord. And though we've not seen it, do you still believe that it's better there than here? And though we don't know what it's like, but do we have the faith to know that he is preparing it, that it is a place that's going to be with him, that it is a place that's no more tears, no more pain, no more taxes, no more weather. It's just going to be perfect where he is. Do we have the faith to believe that? In Galatians 2:20, we find the script where it says to us that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live now in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So, Father, I come to you this morning. May God, your words prevail, and I take a back seat. That God, that you would just use this very moment, this very time, to encourage all of us, both watching, listening, here present, to continue to walk by faith, to grow in our faith and trust you with all of our life. That God is just going to get better and better as we walk with you, talk with you, and listen to you. Father, this morning, as some may be watching, they don't know you as personal Savior and Lord. They've not placed their faith in you. Holy Spirit, just reach out and draw them to that this morning. For Christians, God, help us to realize and to know that we should continually grow in our faith to depend on you. Even when times change, when things begin to move around and not different, something that we've not experienced before, that we can still place our faith and trust in you. Move on our hearts this morning and speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We all would agree that heaven's going to be better. But as we live in Christ, we crucified with Christ, now we live in the flesh, life as a Christian should get better and better. Yes, we're going to have trials. Yes, we're going to have challenges. Yes, we're going to have tests. But life in Christ, our hope and our faith is placed in Jesus Christ. So who that is out there, that is going through the trials and the tribulations of life that we have here on earth, that does not have Christ, can you imagine how they live day by day? I can't fathom. But as Christians, we should walk in faith every single day and continually grow. When we're doing a baptism, you and I will say, you're buried with him in baptism and raised to walk in the newness of life. Look, if you would, at Romans chapter 6. Turn over there, if you would, please. Romans 6, verse 4. Just so you know that it's not just a ritual that we say or do, but is found in Scripture. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? The newness of life. So it sounds the same as I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I live now in the flesh, I live for the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus Christ took upon himself our sins, your sins, suffered a cruel punishment for you, was beaten with a whip, nailed to a cross, pierced in his side, and he died in your place. Something that you and I both deserved, but he did not. All this was done by the blood that he shed for a total sacrifice that he will receive for you, and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's a praise the Lord. Question. You want to go to heaven, right? So how do you get there? By faith. A child once asked a question. Well, he was asked the question, actually. What do you have to do to get to heaven? And the little fellow looked back and he said, well, I guess you have to die. But isn't he right? You must die. We must die to self. And we must die to be in heaven. So he was right. So what is the first move that you have to make to be able to go to heaven? First, you must realize that you have that need. You must understand. You cannot have eternal life in heaven without God's forgiveness. It's in Jesus Christ that we have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. We all should admit that we have sin. Every one of us. Not one of us is righteous. Not one. All of us have come short of that glory of God. In Matthew 7, verse 21, he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, And that's where we find that people who prophesied, they went to Sunday school, they went to church, they played religion, but they did not have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. They never believed with their heart and believed that God raised him from the dead and placed their faith and trust in Christ. It's by faith alone, in Christ alone, by his grace alone. We must realize that and understand that. It is impossible for you or I to be good enough or to earn points. Hello? A lot of people today think that you can earn enough points, that you put life on a scale and you have more good points than to do bad points. But if that were so, why did Jesus come? God's only Son. All have sinned. All of us will never measure up. And that's why Jesus came. Some people think you can earn good points. Some people think that you can participate in religious activities to go to heaven. But that is not so. You participate in the service of God after you've had a relationship with God, because that is what you desire to do, not to earn your way to heaven. God does not allow sin into heaven. Period. You must read our scriptures and find out God's plans. So how can we enter into a relationship with God and know that we're going to heaven? We must repent. We must repent and turn toward God. Turn away from self and sin. As the little boy said, we got to die. We turn from self and sin and turn toward God and God alone. And then we move forward with him by faith. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Is this something you have personally done? Folks, I ask you that's watching this morning. Is this something that you have personally done for yourself? That you come to this grip that you have sinned, that you need forgiveness, that you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and by faith you've invited him into your heart and life? Not so, I pray today that you will make that important decision. And have you done it publicly? You don't want to keep it silent. Have you done this publicly? And have you followed through in baptism? Mark 8, verse 38 tells us, "For whosoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes into the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And we've accepted Christ. We've been set free in a new life in front of us to move forward in faith, trusting him in all aspects. As followers of Christ, our next step should be to move forward in faith with God. Move forward in your growing in your word life. In other words, learning more about Scripture, looking in depth, not just to be reading it for reading's sake, but to analyze it and meditate on it and look at it and study it, find out what it means to you, that you should apply it to your life. Continue to grow in your word life. You check somebody's faith in God probably by looking to see how many times they're in God's Word. I'm not talking about just in God's Word for a devotional. I'm talking about in God's Word to study it in depth, spending some quality time with God, looking at God's Word, and I'm guilty here as well, not just studying it and reading God's Word just for a sermon or a Bible study, but to look at it personally to see what God's Word says to you and how you need to apply it to your life. Begin to grow and continually grow in your word life. Can you study the Bible enough that you say, "Well, I have arrived"? No. I don't think so. Get in God's Word. Grow. Grow in your prayer life. Can you continually learn by talking to God and listening to God as you grow in faith? Can you continually do that? We should. Not just talking to God in prayer in crisis situations, or not just talking to God and trying to persuade Him into what we desire, but talking and listening to God to find out exactly what it is He wants us to do. When you find out there's something going on or some changes going on, and you ask someone, "Have you prayed about this?" and they say no, well, then you need to be praying about it and finding out what God's plan is. I'd much rather find out what God's plan is, wouldn't you? We need to grow in our faith life, trusting that God knows all things, trusting in God that He has the plans set before us, trusting in God that regardless of what's going on around us, that He is still God. He is the Alpha and He is the Omega. Growing in that. Growing in your witness life, knowing that everyone outside of these walls are watching you. Knowing that inside these walls, people are still. They watch the way you talk. They watch the way you act toward other people. They watch you. Someone is always watching you. But not only that nonverbal witness, but that verbal witness where you're speaking some truth into somebody's life. You're pouring love into somebody else's life. You're pouring the scriptures into somebody else's life because you love them. Growing in your witness life. And then growing in your obedience. I know what God says, but are we obeying it? As you take an honest look at these growth steps that I've just mentioned to you, may the Holy Spirit of God impress you and inspire you to take your next move. Every one of us is on a different journey. And God expects us to continually to grow in those things in our life, to grow in faith. The question you must ask yourself internally this morning is, do you want more of God? Do you actually want more of God, or are you satisfied? Does your life that you live now, does it promote you, or does it promote God? Would you consider yourself this morning a forward thinker? Forward thinker? I'm going beyond just forwardly thinking that am I going to get home safely today? I'm looking past that, but do you consider yourself a forward thinker to see what else God can do? To look and seek and search what ways God can use me, what ways God can use our church. You may never have heard of this lady. Her name was Mary Anderson. 1902, Mary Anderson. She was living in New York City. She was working a humble top life, just an ordinary woman. It was winter like it is now, and it was snowing in New York. And she was riding the streetcar. And as she was riding that streetcar in New York in 1902, she watched and observed the driver of the streetcar. The window was down, and he was struggling to see. And so he had his head partially out the window, driving the streetcar. And she watched and observed that. And when she got back to her apartment, Mary Anderson began to listen, and she had this thought come to her mind. What if? And she continually pursued that forward thinking of what if. And if she had not pursued that God-given vision, you and I would have had a problem this morning. Did anybody here use your windshield wipers? Mary Anderson invented that little rubberized thing that swishes back and forth. You glad she invented that? Mike, you had your head stuck out the window driving this morning. I don't know if you've ever been without your windshield wipers working and it's raining or snowing. It's not a good thing. Forward thinking. All you need is God's picture of what your tomorrow can look like as you move closer to Him by faith and in obedience to Him. All you need is God's picture of what your tomorrow can look like as you move forward closer to Him by faith and obedience to Him. Now, if you've been a Christian a good while, getting older, are you still moving forward by faith? Or are you just settled in being safe, comfortable, and predictable? If so, it's not God's plan. It's sin and disobedience to God. Because God desires that we press forward by faith to the good plans that He has in His name. F.B. Meyer said, "It's a mistake to be always turning back to recover the past. The law for Christian living is not backward. It's forward. Not for the experiences that lie behind, but for doing the will of God which is ahead and beckoning to follow it." Would you agree that God sees far more than we do? Then we should trust Him. In Hebrews chapter 11, if you would, turn over there real quick for us. Hebrews is going down the hall this morning, and somebody said that smells better than it tastes. And they were talking about coffee. When I say Hebrews, that's just what I think. Hebrews coffee. I don't know. I'm just weird like that, I guess. Hebrews chapter 11. Let's begin in verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." God has the bigger plan. Our lifestyle should be one that professes that. The righteous shall live by faith. You will experience God's fullness of His plans when you walk by faith, when you step out in faith. Those things which you have not seen, those things that you have not experienced, you may be facing things that you've never witnessed before, or not tried before, and you've not went through before, but place your faith in God, because I know that God will help you. We should trust God. What is your life like now? Is it by faith? Trusting in God? You should surrender your entire life over to Him, acting on what God has given you to do, looking for those things which He has before you, even the more things to do. No longer live out of the fleshly desires. It's not up to us to pick out and choose what we desire. Let God's vision and dreams become a reality in our life. Realize and be grateful that everything that you and I have is a grace gift from God. Everything. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God has the plans. But when it's different than what we've normally done, out of the safe and the comfortable and the predictable, do we really have faith to step out and say, "Yes, Lord, I will walk by faith. I believe in You"? The Bible is full of people who saw what life could be like in God, and they moved forward in faith. Yes, they suffered trials, they suffered tribulations, they suffered wrong choices, but eventually they saw that God had the bigger plan, and they continued to walk toward Him and move forward toward Him. The Bible's full of stories of that and witnesses. And even today, what is the Holy Spirit of God speaking to you about? As we have studied and looked at Scriptures, what's the Spirit of God speaking to you about? You see, now it's up to you. I'm sharing with you, believe, what God's Word is for each of us today, both watching and here present. I'm sharing with you what I believe God's Word says and has spoken for us this very day. What is your next move? What are you going to do? How are you going to respond to what the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to you about? I'm going to ask you this morning, understanding all of this, would you receive the forgiveness of your sins? Believe in your heart and confess that God raised Jesus from the dead? And trust Him as your personal Savior? Would you do that this morning? Christians, are those areas of your life that you need to repent and return? Begin to move forward by faith in God? Would you humble yourself and come to the altar and pour yourself out to God? Are you searching for where God wants you at work? What He wants you to do next? I pray you're obedient to Him. His heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and even there where you're watching online. This morning, you felt the tug of the Holy Spirit that you need to this morning. That you need to ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you of your sins. You need to ask Him to come into your heart and life. That you can place your faith and trust. I'm going to do something this morning. It's not my words, it's the condition of your heart. If you're here this morning, or you're watching this morning, or whenever you're watching this, Father God, I admit that I'm a sinner. I want to ask You to forgive me of my sins. I believe You died on the cross for me. I believe that God raised You from the dead. And I want to place my faith and trust in You from this moment forward. I want to confess You as my Lord and Savior. I want to do that publicly as well. Thank You for forgiving me. Thank You for giving me eternal life. If you prayed that prayer this morning, please reach out to us and let us know so that we can be praying. We can get some material to you and talk to you about the next step. Christians, followers of Christ, is this a time that you need to repent and renew and restore your relationship with God? You've been fighting these battles and these decisions on your own instead of placing your faith and trust in Him. This morning, will you return to walk with God by faith? Look forward to the plans He has for you. Almighty God, may You bless, may You increase and enlarge, may You keep us safe, and keep us focused upon You to move forward in our word life, in our prayer life, in our faith life, in our witness life, in our obedience life. Father, for those that just accepted You as personal Savior, I pray that they're excited about this new life they have in You. And that, God, that we can help them on the journey ahead. May You bless. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. May God richly bless you. May God keep you. keep you safe as you travel in this. Anybody have a word before we're dismissed? Besides, she's got a lot to say. She's professing. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Be safe. Take care.